The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say that laughing gas may actually be the key to fighting depression. Ha, 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 ha. Because it works faster than pills for depression. Have you guys ever had laughing gas? Oh my gosh. Okay, it's pretty cool. The nitrous oxide, it makes you giggle a little bit, but it doesn't look as fun as it is on TV. It just makes you feel a little bit loopy, but that may be exactly what you need to get your mind off your suicide attempt. Anyway, previous research has shown that mixing the gas with oxygen can increase the symptoms of depression within hours or even minutes. Yet, how long does it take the typical antidepressant? Weeks. They think that this laughing gas blocks a brain chemical that could play a key role. So now they're testing this. Now, the standard treatment for depression are these antidepressants. One such class, which is huge, are the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. These increase the levels of the brain chemical serotonin and then therefore should boost your mood. Although it's not my first choice for depression, I usually like using Wellbutrin because that's more of a stimulator, kind of kicks in your epinephrine, norepinephrine. Serotonin can sometimes be a little bit more subduing, but they do not help everyone, obviously, these SSRIs, and this funk that some people could be in could possibly make things worse. Although I'm a huge fan of the SSRIs, and I love them for depression or an anxiety mixture. Somebody who's anxious, I'm a huge fan of. Someone who's always kind of gripey and never in a good mood, which could be a sign of depression. Sometimes these are mood elevators, so I like that. All right, now, the U.S. research suggests that the brain chemical glutamate involved in memory, learning, cognition may be involved in depression. Glutamate is a neurotransmitter. Now, we've talked about this. What it does is it passes messages from one nerve cell to another. It locks onto a receptor in the brain. Depression has been linked to glutamate's chronic overstimulation of this receptor known as NMDA. Now, nitrous oxide, which is what we use in dentistry, and they've actually used it in childbirth also, seems to block these receptors. Because remember, overstimulation of the glutamate, the NMDA receptor can cause depression. So if you block that, you could then block possible depression. So they did this trial at Washington State University. Patients will breathe in a mixture of nitrous oxide and oxygen or a placebo for 1 hour. The severity of their depression will be assessed 30 minutes and 2 hours after each treatment. All right. The other research showed that it could block the symptoms of depression, etc. I know mushrooms also. We've talked about the magic mushrooms. We've talked about that. But right now, we're just talking about laughing gas. And, you know, it seems to have a calming effect. They said they notice it causes a little bit of euphoria, reduces pain, etc. You know, many times we've used this in dental issues, dental procedures. So, you know, it's interesting because maybe people could have this at home and take a hit. Is it flammable? Yes. Okay, I don't think people should have nitrous oxide running around their houses, but the idea that maybe they could come up with an inhaler form. You know, the problem with self-administering medicine with depression is you have somebody like, for example, these guys that shot up two officers and an innocent bystander at Walmart, these extremists. You know, some people, when they're depressed or in a bad mood, they don't want to admit they're that. They don't want to feel better. Sometimes they want to brood, and they want to fester, and they want to scowl, and they just want to be in their foul mood. So telling them to take something is a whole other issue. I can't tell you how difficult it is for a lot of my patients whose, you know, family members are sitting there saying, tell them to take something, tell them to do something, tell them to see a therapist, tell them to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And these patients who are in that level of depression, they don't want to. I don't wanna. You don't wanna talk to somebody? No. Do you wanna try a medicine? No. What about some therapy? No. What about some exercise? No. Do you wanna go out and get some ice cream? No. Everything is no, no, no. And so there's, even if they do come up with some sort of an inhaled form of this medication that you could take, would people really take it? Now, I get a lot of emails from family members. What do I do? I think I have a family, somebody in my family that has depression. They don't want to go and be seen, etc. I think these interventions are one of the coolest things out there, where you get friends, you get family members, you get people they really, really care about to intervene. Now, it could be embarrassing, they could get mad at you, etc., but if you feel like you're going to be losing that family, now, mind you, if you think somebody is suicidal, you need to get the authorities involved so they could, you know, detain them and get them treatment, etc., okay, but if you don't know where you're going with this patient or with your loved one, and you call the doctor, and the doctor can only do so much. If the patient doesn't want to talk to the doctor or call the doctor or see the doctor, there's only so much the doctor can do. Then sometimes you have to turn to friends and family members. And then you kind of come up with this, you know, where you have everybody come over to the house. I know I'm thinking of The Hangover. Was it The Hangover 3? Where they had that intervention. I know that was pretty funny. I know. Okay, but you know what I'm saying. And you go, you know, look, I'm worried about you. You're grumpy. You're this. Okay. And then of course they're going to try to run. All right. And you want to make sure they don't punch somebody in the face. I mean, you got to be very, very careful who you choose to do this with, but you want them. You have to be careful with the whole intervention thing, because I know I wouldn't like anybody intervening. Dahlia, you eat too much chocolate. What? You know what they're talking about? I guess you guys are all stupid. You guys are all screwed, whatever. Because remember, they're going to think you're gaining up on you. Okay. But if you say, look, we're worried about you. Okay? You know, we all want to. Now, sometimes you don't have to do an intervention where it's all directly on that person. What you can do is you can have an intervention for the whole family. And you have the whole family look like the focus of the intervention. You know, I think the family is falling apart. We got friends, family. What do we need to do? Okay? And then, hopefully, casually, some of the subjects get brought up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Mariah wants to know how to get rid of the butterflies before you go on and perform. She talks about how she sings. She landed a real good gig here singing the Star Spangled Banner. She's nervous. How to handle the butterflies in the stomach. First of all, if you have butterflies before you sing the Star Spangled Banner, I don't blame you. That is a very nerve-wracking very nerve-wracking song to sing. The Star Spangled Banner is one of the most difficult ranges. It just is a land of a free. And then all of a sudden, everybody has to go, hee. Everybody has to go up on that. Who started that? It was just supposed to go, the land of the free and the home of the brave. If you could just sing that, it's easy. But now you have to throw in these extra high notes. You have to throw in these runs. I don't know what. The land of the free. I don't know. Some other BS. No wonder you're nerve-wrecked because you're like, okay, what do I do? How do I make it sound like Christina Aguilera? How do I make sure I get the right words? So if you have butterflies before you start to sing the Star Spangled Banner, I don't blame you. That is a very nerve-wracking song. You do not want to mess up the words. The ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Everybody always says that at the wrong stanza. You can't be doing that. Okay? You cannot be doing that. So anyway, you got to be careful. Extremely be careful. So, okay, you're about to perform or you're about to go on air and broadcast a show, right, globally. Okay, do I ever get butterflies in my stomach? Yeah, I do. But here's the thing, I don't get butterflies in my stomach when I'm nervous about, I have no problem getting in front of people. I have no problem singing in front of people. I have no problem with that. I've never really had any stage fright. It's funny, my uncle did. My uncle, Uncle Stanley, he's the one that died of leukemia, actually back in 1955, yesterday. Back in 1955 on June, and he used to perform on the Wayne Newton show, and Wayne Newton had a show with his brother in Arizona when Wayne Newton was a kid. I don't know what it was called, some cowboy show. And he used to always throw up, but then he would go on the stage and he would play piano like crazy. Then he'd finish the piano, throw up again, and he was fine. But I mean, he was a concert pianist and a genius too. He was in two grades higher than they just advanced him to the higher grades. He just was one of those kids that was just, I mean, whoa, blew your mind. One of these super kids. And so, you know, some people, they throw up and they feel better. I'm not saying become bulimic, but, but then again, he had more talent than I did. See, me, I don't really have that much talent, so I really don't have that far to drop. You know, I don't really have high expectations, and I tell my audience to not have high expectations, but when I get butterflies in my stomach is when I think I'm going to hear bad news. I know that feeling you're talking about. For those of you that have never had butterflies in your stomach, sometimes you feel the little pitter-patter, but a lot of it is the sinking feeling you have, like, okay, oh my gosh, you know, am I going to have bad news? What's going to happen to my job? Oh my gosh, are they going to make it through surgery? That feeling, and it's very anxiety-producing. You can't just think about anything else. You can't just tune it off. You're kind of pacing, you're walking the floor, etc. So the first thing I always recommend to anybody, whether they're about to perform or they think they're waiting for some sort of news, is you got to take a big deep breath. Take that deep breath, that whether you're doing a yoga move, a meditation move, make sure you relax. You know, I notice when I pray, sometimes in an anxiety-provoking time, I hold my breath when I pray. Don't do that. For those of you that go to prayer, don't forget to breathe while you pray. And a lot of times, you know, we pray fast. Okay? Well, like we try to get the prayer in fast. Make the prayer longer. You know, I mean, if you're sitting there in a hospital room, or if you have 5 or 10 minutes before you go on stage, do one of the longer prayers. It's okay. I mean, why not? Everybody's like, oh, you know, dear Lord, please, protect me from this. Please, blah, 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 blah. Thank you for my being able to hit the thing, thank you, goodbye. I mean, no. That's anxiety. Just relax. You know, dear Lord, this is some scary stuff, but wow. You know, we're going to deal with it. I'm glad you're here. Whew. I mean, I can't believe I'm about to go on stage. You know, get the Oscar, right, for winning Best Actress opposite Viggo Mortensen. Yeah, I know. I know kissing him may not be what the Bible condones, but just know I'm going to make up for it big time because this is a sin I have to commit. You know what I mean? I mean, just talk it through. Of course, you don't want to be, I understand, you don't want to be sarcastic in a prayer, you want to do a good prayer, but talk it through. You could pray longer, you could meditate longer, think things through, but definitely another thing is coming up with like a happy place. Coming up with a happy place is phenomenal. Now, it's very difficult for me to separate and think of a happy place. If I'm worried about somebody having surgery, or if I'm worried about to go on stage or something like that, no, I'm not going to be thinking about the beach. Because knowing me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, if I think about the beach, I think about, well, I'm not at work. If I'm not at work, then this is going wrong. Then what do I do about the patient's labs? So for me, thinking about the beach is not a happy place. But you want to know what's a happy place picture that I think about a lot? It's chocolate. It's chocolate that's kind of water falling down like a chocolate fountain. I have the image, and I know that's ridiculous because I really shouldn't be thinking about chocolate because my diet, I probably gained 2 pounds just by thinking about the chocolate. But I wonder if metabolism slows my thoughts. That would be interesting. But the flow of chocolate falling down a chocolate fountain. Now that is cool. That is really, really cool. And to me, that's very, very relaxing. And so just think about chocolate, okay? You know, I got to, you know, move on to the next segment after a while. Am I nervous about what I'm going to say about the next segment? No, chocolate. Now, they say to consume some proteins, and you can consume some carbohydrates. When I'm nervous, I sometimes eat a little bit of chocolate. Now, protein-rich foods that have your omega-3s, like your salmon, tuna, those are good. Some chicken, some whole grains that have B vitamins. That helps with anxiety. That helps with the nerves. They say if you're going to eat carbohydrates, do some whole grain pasta, whole wheat breads, etc. You know, because the pasta will sometimes release some serotonin, and the serotonin acts like a tranquilizer. Why do you think people go and reach for the chocolate? Because it helps boost serotonin. Sorry. If you could have a salad or something with spinach or mushrooms or peppers, according to eHow.com, that could also help some of your anxiety. What you need to be extremely careful for is to not reach for the soda pop or for the coffee, etc. You cannot, if you are about to perform or about to have some anxiety-producing event, go and start to drink soda. Now, you see, for me, before I got married, I wasn't really anxious about it. I really wasn't anxious. I was more kind of nervous because I had to say hi and talk to a lot of people. And I really didn't want to talk to a lot of people. I just wanted to be with my husband type of thing. But I wasn't nervous about the wedding ceremony. But I avoided soda because I just didn't want any caffeine. And it turned out people said I still was just kind of I wasn't fidgeting, but I was rocking back and forth, and I was nodding my head a lot. They said, I didn't notice that. I was like, I understand, yeah, good wife, yeah, got it, And so I guess I was doing that a lot during the wedding. I had no idea I was nodding my head like that. I avoided the soda pop because I didn't want to be gassy. Now, those were my skinny days where I didn't really have to wear Spanx or anything, but, and they didn't have Spanx. I know how, I try to get married now. That's why I hope my husband never ever leaves me, because I don't think I could fit into a wedding dress the way I want to. But anyway, okay, so we'll move on. Okay, they say if you're going to drink something before you perform, some herbal tea, maybe some chamomile, that has like, you know, some soothing properties, etc. You got to stay positive, okay? Know that no matter what, all right, no matter what, you're going to have a better day. You know, it's interesting. One of my favorite shows I like to watch is Veep. Now, I know some of you guys don't like it because there's a lot of little political puns in there, but I have to admit, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she did a damn good job with that show. It's a very, very well done show. I think it's good whether you like whatever they politically kind of say or not, but it's a good show. And, you know, one part of the segment, her career looks like it's over. Then the next segment, she's on a complete high because there's a complete turnaround by stuff that you would have never even thought would have happened, happens. And then all of a sudden at the end of the season finale, it's on a downfall again. The one thing that we have to realize is nothing is permanent, that you may be up poop creek. And yes, that poop's creek may affect your life in one way or another, but you're always going to have good days. We're always going to have bad days, and we're always going to have good days. So if you have bad news today, you're probably going to get good news tomorrow. I mean, one of these days, my radio show ratings have got to be positive. Okay? It has to happen. Be positive. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really appreciate it. All right, I guess this is news. We have the world's largest strapless bra, a size 50L. All right, so those of us who are bigger-breasted women, could now wear dresses that are like halter top dresses, or strapless, I should say, strapless. You would never catch me in a strapless dress. And you wonder why? The reason I would never wear a strapless dress is I'm very clumsy, and I step on the skirt of my dress. So I would be stepping on the skirt of my dress, and whoa, Nelly. So I couldn't do that to you guys. But anyway, it's called the Naturally Close Bra. And it is available in sizes up to 50L. Now, some of you like 50L, like 50 liters. Well, no, you got, you know, size A bra, then you got size AA, and then you got B, then you got size C, you got D, and then you got double D, which I've occasionally had to unfortunately wear. And then, you know, sometimes you have an E, an F, a G, an H, an I, a J, a K, and now an L. They say the Naturally Close bra is made of sheer fabric and uses silicone technology. The bra can be worn conventionally, strapless, cross back, halter neck, and asymmetrically. Asymmetrically, if one of us has lost a breast. Silicone elastic is used along the neckline and underband to ensure security. Now, the reason some of you guys are like, well, why is this news? You don't understand. Okay, the reason why most of us women cannot handle some of these strapless bras is because the elastic doesn't really work. Okay, I mean, you really need something kind of boosting you up and giving you support and making your boobies look good. It's extremely important, okay? Bras are a big issue. They said, we want to reassure the curvier lady that choosing between support and style isn't the only option. By the way, this was inspired by Brastil. It's supposed to embrace our curves and cutting-edge technology. Now, you know, a lot of women wear, I guess, you know, the 34, 36C, 34, 36D. So, but we're starting to see a lot more women that need big, huge bras. Apparently, there's supposed to be a double K cup-sized bra also. So, if you guys want to check that out, I don't blame you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, in, I guess, innovative news, there is a drug called Tafina. And it's a nose gel that's supposed to help boost the number of orgasms a woman could have with no side effects. It's supposed to help women that have struggle reaching orgasm. Okay? It's called Tafina. It's a use-as-required nasal gel that was found to be safe and effective. The product contains the sex hormone testosterone, low levels of which have been linked with poor libido. I guess Trimel Pharmaceutical Corporation is trying to bring it to the market. A lot of us women suffer from female orgasmic disorder, where maybe we have trouble reaching it, maybe we kind of panic about it, we have anxiety. And so what they did is they did trials of 253 women with the condition in the U.S., Canada, and Australia. They were each given one of three different doses of the drugs or a placebo. They received the treatment for 84 days, and the researchers hope to establish whether the treatment increased the frequency of climaxes. They also hope to discover whether the drug caused any side effects. The researchers found that the drug had an average of 2.3, or the people who had the drug, had an average of 2.3 climaxes during that period of 84 days. The placebo group, only 1.7. No side effects. What would side effects be of a testosterone gel? Mood disorders, probably weight gain, hirsutism, growing extra hair, etc. Female orgasmic disorder is the second most prevalent sexual disorder affecting women. This is huge. So they say 1 in 5 women reportedly report difficulty with orgasm. 1/4 show a lot of distress, because this is kind of something that, you know, we women would like to have, you know, it just, you know, would be nice. So, pretty cool stuff. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-EDALI. In evolutionary news, all right, they say that the shape of the human face, okay, I guess evolved to withstand punches and to help minimize injuries of these punches during fights between males. The study noted the evolution of human faces occurred as man's ancestors, known as Australopiths, evolved to have hand proportions that allowed them to form a fist. I guess the Australopiths were characterized by a suite of traits that may have improved fighting ability, including hand proportions that allow formation of a fist, effectively turning the delicate musculoskeletal system of the hand into a club effective for striking. I'm not a puncher. When I grew up and I had to fight with my brothers and sisters, I usually slapped, pulled hair. I guess punching was just not something I was ever trying to do. Now, my father tried to teach me how to box, but he knew a lot of judo from the army, because back in the 60s, you were taught judo. So I didn't really learn how to box, but he did hit work with me. He got me some boxing gloves, and he would teach me how to fight and how to protect the head, etc. Those were good days. Those were good. Yeah, I remember when I'd get one in, just boom. I was like, wait, no fair. Anyway, the researchers said their findings offer more insight into how and why humans evolved from their predecessors who lived about 4 to 5 million years ago. The findings also shed light on whether or not humans' distant past was violent. Of course it was violent. Now, according to the study, they show that the bones that break the most during fights are in the same parts of the skull that show the greatest difference between males and females. I would probably think the zygomatic arches, right under the orbit, those things get hit a lot and broken. So you find that male faces seem to have more zygomatic arches than females do. So it's interesting to try to go back and, you know, see how people fought. People fight now so differently. There's a lot of wrestling and tripping and matrix and flying through the air. You know, it's interesting because kids, I don't think, really know the mechanics of fighting. Ever since the Matrix had the stars fly through the air in a kick. You know, I even saw my kids do this when they were younger. They would start running and they would kind of jump with the leg extended, thinking that they were going to make it across the room and make it to where they wanted to. And no, they didn't make it. Okay, they just kind of jumped and fell, etc. I don't think these kids really know how to, how to stance, how to have balance, etc. And I'm not saying we need to teach our kids how to fight, but I don't think our kids know how to defend themselves. My husband and I immediately put our kids into Taekwondo. So my kids could learn some form of self-defense, some form of self-control, balance, respect, etc. Because balance is the key. You are no good to yourself or others if you fall down. Once you're down on the ground, that could be in trouble. Unless, of course, you learn how to fight while being down on the ground like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Or Rambo. I mean, these guys knew what to do if they fell on the ground. They knew how to do a side foot sweep, etc. But sometimes these guys' ankles are tough. If the other guy has balance and you try to do a foot sweep, I mean, you need to get them behind in that popliteal joint. There's certain areas, and we should probably talk about that one day on the show. Different soft points of the body that will help you fight off an assailant. But because there are certain weak points, but trying to get somebody in their Achilles, nah, sometimes that won't work. But I really urge you, if you don't think your kid knows how to defend themselves and can barely block, get them into some Taekwondo. Get them into some karate. Let them learn some martial arts. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have more reports on the shooting that happened in Portland, Oregon this morning. Gunman killed a student at a high school east of Portland, I believe in Troutdale. And the shooter of that student is also dead. The Multnomah County Sheriff's Office said there were reports of shots fired at about 8 a.m. this morning at Brennan High School. Authorities say they are now focusing on reuniting students with their parents. Students were told over the intercom there was a lockdown to quietly go to their classrooms. Then they were evacuated with their hands on their heads to leave the school. Some of them saw one of the PE coaches with blood on their shirt, probably trying to help the student that was shot, to be reunited with parents. Parents they were reunited with at a local supermarket. We don't have any report on who the shooter was or who had unfortunately died. But we'll keep you guys posted on that. From what we know, Troutdale is like a town of about 15,000 near the Columbia River, about 16 miles east of downtown Portland. This is crazy. This is just, I mean, every day there's something like this going on. I'm shocked. We'll keep you guys posted, as we know, on the shooting. Also, in breaking news, I'm not sure if you guys have been watching. There has been a fight for the Vergara versus California regarding teacher tenure laws. And I guess the judge today was listening to the case and deciding on if the laws regarding teacher tenure, dismissal, seniority consideration for layoffs, etc., were constitutional or not. And he has deemed... the judge has given a tentative ruling saying the tenure laws are unconstitutional. Apparently, there's been a lot of arguments that you'll have some teachers that are completely incompetent that can't be fired because of tenure protecting them. I believe it was Superior Court Judge Rolf Trow. And this could have an effect on multiple school districts throughout the country if people follow. Apparently, you know, sometimes, trying to... it's kind of like what we have now with Congress and our senators, et cetera. You have people that can be reelected and going on forever and ever. I mean, at least we have an election, so there's always a chance of getting rid of somebody. But when a teacher has tenure, you know, now some of these teachers, they really deserve, you know, they've proven themselves, they get to be, but, you know, when you don't have a means or an effective means of being able to, address, let's say, you know, poor teaching or address concerns because they have this head of protection, that's probably where they found that there's some unconstitutionality with that. So we'll keep you guys posted, but that's breaking news as well. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say men have a higher risk of dying from skin cancer. Now, we've known this because a lot of men don't seem to get their skin cancer found as quickly as females. And some men seem to get more aggressive forms. Apparently, we've been talking about melanoma a lot. Melanoma is one of the deadliest, scariest cancers ever, and it is the deadliest of all the skin cancers. And we've talked about the ABCDEs of it. A, asymmetry, where the mold doesn't look symmetrical. B, border. The border could be a little bit off because, remember, melanomas are cancer, so they're chaotic. C, color. The color is not uniform. There could be multiple colors, not like a freckle, which is usually one color. D, the diameter is greater than a centimeter or a pencil eraser. Then you have E, elevation or evolving. And then F, I say fast if it grows super fast. They say men have significantly higher rates of bowel cancer, lung cancer, bladder cancer, stomach cancer, ranging from 1.6 to 3 times the rate of incidence in females. And now they're also finding, in addition to lung cancer, et cetera, melanoma as well. Now, maybe men smoke more than women or drink more alcohol than others, or maybe it's an unhealthy diagnosis, but I think a big thing when it comes to that is getting checked out. You know, like, for example, us women, you know, we may, and I don't want to be stereotypical, but maybe on the whole, we may be a little bit more concerned about things because of our whole nesting personality, to want to make sure that the home is safe, to want to make sure we could take care of our babies. And so, yeah, a lot of times we moms take care of ourselves the last. We'll take care of our husbands first before us. But then on the flip side, once we go, well, wait a second, if I'm not here, the family's going to completely fall apart. The nest is going to fall out of the tree. Mama needs to make sure she's around to keep the house together. And then we go, we take care of ourselves. You know, also, you know, we go to the hairdresser. I'm at the hairdresser every 6 weeks. Oh my gosh, I'd like to go less, but I can't because I have to dye my hair. And we talked about hair dyes earlier in the show, where hairdressers are shown to have higher metabolites of carcinogens in their blood because they deal with hair dyes all the time. Not so much those of us that get our hair dyed at risk as much as the hairdressers themselves. But anyway, so if we do have something on the back of our scalp or on the back of our neck, or if we go to the doctor and they see a mole, you know, I'm always looking for moles. I'm always checking myself. You know, guys don't really seem to look at the moles that much. It's usually the women that'll find on the guy, oh, wait a second, that looks odd. So, spouses need to do mole patrol. That's extremely important. And I always recommend having a dermatologist do an all-over skin cancer screen. Can't go wrong with that, okay? If you don't think your wife is going to, tell you, or, you know, you have a life insurance policy and you think the wife is going to want to collect on that, it's important to make sure you have some outside source looking at that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Taking a tomato pill daily could benefit people with heart disease. I don't understand why you guys don't eat the gosh darn tomatoes. See, tomatoes, it's a fruit. I know people consider it a vegetable, but it's technically a fruit, and it's yummy. I mean, it's probably one of the only fruit vegetables I have no problem reaching for and eating, but I know a lot of you guys don't like it, yet lycopene is in it, and lycopene is a very potent antioxidant. You see it in very colorful fruits and vegetables. So like tomato, red carrots, it's lycopene. So researchers gave 72 participants a supplement pill called Ataronon, which contained 7 milligrams of lycopene. It gave it to them for 2 months straight. The total number of participants included 36 individuals who were suffering from cardiovascular disease and 36 who were healthy. The researchers found that this tomato pill, I don't understand why you just don't pop the cherry tomato in your mouth, why a pill, helped widen the blood vessels of 36 patients who were suffering with cardiovascular disease issues by over 50%. The pill did not have an effect on people who had normal blood vessels. Now, narrowing of the blood vessels could cause you to have a heart attack, could cause you to have a stroke. It's very scary stuff. It stinks. My father died of a heart attack, and he always loved tomatoes. So, man, maybe the pill would work better than the tomatoes. I don't know. Anyway, narrowing of the blood vessels unfortunately causes less blood flow. So if you do have plaque breakage, if you do have stiffening of the blood vessels, etc., that can increase your risk for heart disease, stroke, heart attack, etc. It's not good. Now, some scientists think that this lycopene is considered 10 times more powerful than vitamin E. Previous researchers also think that lycopene, when consumed in like ketchup, right, or mixed with olive oil or even cooked, seems to be extremely effective. It increased. Lycopene also, they think, can ward off prostate cancer and improve sperm concentration, which is important because we talked about sperm fertility with cell phones being put into your pants pocket. So we'll keep you guys posted. Lycopene. Pregnant women are advised to eat more fish. They want now young children and pregnant or breastfeeding moms to consume 2 to 3 servings of fish. It has to, though, be low in mercury, and we've talked about the fish that have high mercury. Tuna is usually a biggie. Current guidelines focus on limiting the amount of fish by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding and kids because they didn't want us to get mercury and get brain damage, etc. But now they're saying maybe you need to up the fish. We'll talk more about this another show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down, take me down to the little white church.
Hang me down,
take me down.
You gotta
take me down, take me down, take me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.